Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Live with Linda. It is always an honor and my pleasure to be able to encourage someone to hold on a little while longer throughout this life process. Our topic today is your Job experience, doing all the right things, yet the wrong things are happening. How do you hold on? Well, that's a very interesting topic that we're going to get right into. But first, I'm going to let you know who's joining me today to discuss this very exciting topic, which is none other than Minister Brandon Green and Minister Pearl Renfro. But before I welcome Minister Green and Minister Renfro to the show, I would like to address a few housekeeping rules. First of all calls will be muted during the discussion except for the featured guests. If you have any questions, I will ask that you hold them until the end of the show. And at that time, if the time allows, then I will open up the line and take your questions. Most importantly, please be respectful of one another as this is a no-judgment zone. Now, here's the moment we've all been waiting for. Please join me as I welcome Minister Green and Minister Pearl to the show. Welcome, Minister Green.
Thank you.
Welcome, Minister Pearl.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show today.
Okay. As you heard me say earlier, we're going to be talking about the Job experience, doing all the right things, yet the wrong things are happening. And just to give a little background on Job, the Bible says that Job was an upright man, one who feared God and eschewed evil. His life couldn't have been more exemplary. Yet Satan obtains permission from God to tempt Job. Now, the first question of the show is, how many times in our lives have we experienced similar to what Job went through? This guy had one bad thing after another happening to him, but yet he did not fall into self-condemnation and engage in a pity party as many of us do. Instead, he humbled himself under the mighty hand of God. So I would have to say here, the key thing that you should do when going through your Job experience, your response and your attitude and how you handle what you're facing is key. And Minister Green, what's your thoughts on that question?
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with you on that, Minister Shields. The way that you respond to your Job experiences, if you will, or how you respond when you're going through these difficult and tough times in your life is very important. Just like you stated, Job didn't go into a pity party. He didn't go into self-condemnation. But yet Job, the text tells us that Job shaved his head and he bowed down and he began to worship God instead of complaining and instead of worrying. He began to worship and praise God. And also says in the text that Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And so when we're going through those times in our lives when we are facing trials and we're facing tribulations and we're experiencing one bad thing after another, it's so important that we remember to trust God and to lean and depend on him. Actually, in Acts chapter 16 and verse 29, it talks about Paul and Silas. They were going through a tough time. They were going through a dark time in their lives as well. They were actually in jail, and the text says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, instead of complaining about what was going on and what they were going through, they began to sing and they began to pray. So I made up in my mind a long time ago, when I'm going through difficult times, I'm going through hard times, I made up my mind, no matter what I go through, I'm not going to complain, I'm not going to, you know, get down about it, but I'm going to praise and bless the name of the Lord. My favorite scripture, Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So that means that, you know, praise should be in my mouth in the good times and in the bad times. So, you know, yeah, I might, you know, feel a little down about it. I may be a little upset about it, but in spite of what I'm going through, my response will always be to give God praise and glory. So that's what I stand by. And once you begin to give God praise and give God glory, you can think back on times that he's brought you through, and it takes your mind off of what you've gone through. Because when I look back over my life and I think things over, if God doesn't do another thing for me, he's already done enough. So I just choose to praise him, even in the midst of what I'm going through.
Yes, yes. Wow. Now that was some good information right there. Minister Pearl, what's your thoughts?
Yes, my thought is.
Go ahead.
My thought is that Job lost everything. But remarkably, he did not lose his faith in God.
That's yes. Right.
What was Job's response? Then Job arose and reacted. Should we be like Job? Should we worship God? Yes, that's what we should do. We should worship God no matter what we're going through, no matter what calamities come at us, no matter what the situation is. We got to stand and know that we're standing on the promises of God. Because standing on the promise of God, when we look at it, we know that no matter what come or goes, God is with us.
Yes.
He's not going to leave us.
Right.
He said he will be with us to the end. So we got
right.
to know that God is with us all the time, no matter whether it's good, the bad, the ups and downs, the ins, the outs. He is with us, and he already has made a way for us to escape. So we got to stand on the promises of God, and knowing that in the midst of it all, we have a God that shall not lie. If he said it, he's going to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
It is so.
And then
yeah,
we have on. To keep the faith and bless God's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Job got
yeah.
up, Job dust off, and Job
mm-hmm.
went on because he knew that by faith, God was going to do exactly what God said he was going to do.
Yes, God.
So, we have to take focus. We have to go in the spiritual realm and know
mm-hmm.
that God is going to is going to provide. God is going to make a way. God
right.
is who he say he is. He said, I am that I am. So we have
oh,
to
yes.
depend on the great I am. And know that no matter what's going on, we have to keep focused and keep our mind stayed on him.
Jesus.
Because in the end, what he said, it shall be. And we have to glorify
uh-huh.
him for everything, the suffering of going through for Christ. Hallelujah. What he presented to Job in the end, he gave
my
it to
God.
Him back
right.
to him double
Jesus
right. for his trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to stand still and know that he's God. And ask God in the midst of us of it all for peace, and the peace that God gives is not like the world gives.
That's
so
right.
we just have to be, you know, just wait on him and keep the faith.
Yes, and I would like to add to that by saying that Job made this thing look easy, and if you look at some other people that you know, family members, friends, church members, whatever the case may be, you will look at them and say, too, they make it look easy. Trust and believe. It's not easy. You have
oh,
to
no.
make up in your mind. You know, the battle is in your mind. You have to make up in your mind to do what Job did. Okay, I'm not going to let this get me. My God is greater than this circumstance. My God is bigger than this issue. God is going to come through. He's a man that cannot, will not, shall not lie. And my
right.
faith is going to get me through this. And know that the
yeah.
trouble, it only came to make you a better person. It's just the trying and the testing of your faith to get you stronger
right.
and make you a better person in Christ. So by no means are we saying that, hey, look at this and do exactly what he did. it's not easy. You have to get to that point. That's why it's very important to be in relationship with God and to know God for yourself. You know, you can't just go to church on Sunday mornings and think you won't be a Job, because when trouble hits you, you won't crumble.
Right.
You got to be in constant relationship. You got to pray. You got to praise. You got to worship. You got to stay talking with God all day long, just like more than you talk to your friends. And that brings me to the second question. Will you get weary? Oh, yes, God. Even our friend Job got weary. I believe the day Job cursed the day of his birth but did not curse God, that tells me Job got weary. He got weary, but he didn't give up on God. He got weary. He got tired. He didn't like what he was going through, but he didn't curse God. He would rather curse himself than to curse God. So, Minister Green, what's your feedback on that one?
Oh yes, yes, you will. You will. At times, you will get weary, but we have to, as Minister Renfro said earlier, that we have to continue to trust in God even in our weary moments. We still have to lean and depend on Him. God knew the type of man that Job was, and he knew that Job would not curse him. He knew that no matter what Job went through, that he would be able to pass that test. And that's why God allowed the enemy to tempt and to test Job, because he knew that Job was going to stand and trust him no matter, you know, what happened. But yes, when we go through, we get weary. We sometimes, you know, question God and say, God, why do I have to go through this? Why am I going through this? Why does it seem like I can't get a break? Why does it seem like things won't go right for me? But it's all a part of the process, you know, especially when God has a calling on your life. And even if he doesn't have a calling on your life, you have to go through some things in life in order to get where God wants you to be. And I like what I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes say, you know, growth is a process. It's a process. So anytime that, you know, we're going through, it's all about a part of the process. Even I can, you know, testify to that. You know, even now I'm going through some things in my life and in my ministry, and I get weary, you know, dealing with the things that I'm going through. But I do know that this is all a part of my process, and I cannot turn my back on God. I cannot curse God. I wanted to give up. I wanted to turn back. And I said, God, you know, why am I having to go through this? God, you called me to this, but why do I have to go through it this way? But God often he keeps reminding me that, you know, it's a part of the process. It's what I have to go through in order for me to get to where he's taking me. So, you know, I just have to, even though I get weary, even though I, you know, get down about it sometimes, I still have to keep my faith and my trust in God even when I'm going through.
Right. We got this, as humans, our fleshly ways, we thinking, okay, I can handle it. I can handle it, God. But God knows if I dump it all on you right now, you can't handle it. So you're going to have to go through some things so you know how to draw from it, how to handle certain situations when they come through you. And then it all depends on your ministry and where God is taking you. You know, you can't preach to somebody or minister to somebody about something you have no clue about.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
you know, that's where that anointing come from. When you preach it, minister to that group of individuals with such a passion. I was sitting in a church the other Sunday, and the girl was singing the song, and you can tell that sister had been through something. Minister Pearl, you're my witness, right?
Yes.
That woman sang that song with a passion and an anointing. She was really ministering what she had gone through and letting you know, you stay encouraged. I know God will come through for you. God will show up. Yes. He'll be there on time, and don't you give up. And the way she sang that song, it blessed me. Because I'm going through my Job experience. So I walked out of there. If I didn't hear get nothing else, that young lady ministered to my spirit. And I knew, okay, hold on. Because if he did it for her, God is no respecter of person. If he did it for her, he'd do it for me.
That's right.
So, Minister Pearl, what's your thoughts on the will you get weary question?
Yes, you will get weary, especially in well-doing, because you feel like everything is coming at you at one time, everybody around you. You can be, and the thing is, being in the right surroundings help also.
That's right, you can be around.
When you got some praying people and some people that believe in with you,
mm-hmm.
and that you know is standing in the gap for you, interceding and going to God on your behalf, it makes a difference to know that you're not in it alone. You're not by yourself in these things. You know, and God will place people even at those times to be a person that done been through things that you are going through now to encourage you through these things, to stand with you. It needs a lot to have the saints of God and different praying people to be able to stand with you. Because when you got somebody in your ear that's negative, Oh my God.
Yes.
To have these negative people in your spirit, and it will take a toll on you if you're not careful. If you have not conditioned yourself, it will take a toll on you. By listening to these things that's in your ear. That's the reason you have to block Satan out when it comes to things like that. You have to let him know, I won't receive that. Because I know the word of God, and I know what God has spoken to me.
So,
I may be weary. Weeping may endure for a night. But I know that joy is coming in the morning. You know, he didn't say how long it's going to be in that morning, but he said it was coming. So you got something to rest assured on is knowing that what he said is coming. Even though you're a little weary, even though we get a little shaky sometimes, but to know that God is going to do it, you can be... Whew, the inside is so calm and smooth, and to know that I'm not by myself. And then a lot of times you can talk to other people and you realize, oh my God, I'm not going through anything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, even though you do feel a little weary, but you can just talk to different people and listen to their testimonies about different situations and things that came upon them. And you realize, God, I'm not going through nothing. God, I thank you right now for what you're doing in my life, the love that you're showing unto me. So, you know, we just have to be mindful and just pray and seek God and ask him for his directions, his guidance, and his wisdom, you know, to do in these different situations in our lives.
Yeah, you got to be in that relationship so that you can know his voice and be able to hear him when he's speaking to you. You know, like, for instance, me, myself, everything around me is crumbling, but my flesh get a little shaky at times, but I always go by my spirit, and my spirit is at complete peace. And I always go back to that's that peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't understand why you hadn't cracked up yet.
Mm-hmm.
But God is with you when you got that peace. And this Job was, he was getting hit from every side, gut punch after gut punch. And stood there and took it like a champ. Mr. Green, how do you respond when you're getting hit from every imaginable side? How do you respond?
my God, when I'm getting hit from any unimaginable side, like I said before, all I know to do is lean and trust in God. That's how I try to respond. You know, I try to lean on God because He is my strength. You know, because without Him, I wouldn't be able to stand through it. But I know that if I lean and I trust in Him and I put my hand in His hand and I get into the Word and I read His Word, He will give me the strength to stand, because I know that I can't stand through it on my own. So the best way for me to respond is to look to God and to go to Him in prayer, stay in prayer, and even, you know, call and talk to you, because, you know, you've been a great, you know, supporter of mine, and you've encouraged me even when I'm going through and even when I'm experiencing these hard things and everything is hitting me on every hand. You know, like Minister Pearly said, you know, have somebody that you can talk to and that you can that can encourage you when you're going through, because, you know, like I said, I know when I'm getting hit on every side, I cannot stand on my own. I got to get to God. I got to talk to God and look to Him to be my strength. So that's how I have to respond, you know, because if I do, you know, any other way, if I try to, you know, stand and handle it on my own, I'll fall, I'll crumble, you know what I'm saying? I even turn back. But I have to, you know, look to God, and He'll sustain me when I'm going through it. So that's how I respond when I'm getting hit.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And yeah. I would like to add to what you just said, Minister Green, and encourage people, you know, stay in that Word. Get a song.
That's right.
Put it in your heart.
Right.
Keep yourself surrounded by positive people, uplifting people, encouraging people.
Right.
Because you can't wait until the day of trouble. The call on Jesus, because He's gonna be like, who
are you?
Yeah,
you gotta have something to draw from. Yeah.
Yeah, you got what you say. That's almost like going to the bank and talking about you want to withdraw and you ain't putting nothing in.
Right.
You got
right,
to stay
right,
prayed
right,
up.
Right.
You got to be praised and just worship God, and just even in your good times. So when your bad times come, you got something you can say, well, God, this me. It's your girl.
Right.
I need you.
Right.
I'm looking to the hills, and I'm expecting my help to come. But at the same time, you know, I was talking to Overseer Cynthia earlier in the week, and she brought up a good valid point, which I think is so fitting for right now, because we can be praying and wanting God to work this thing out. God, I want you to work it out, and I need you to work it out, and I just know you're going to come through with Jesus, and you're going to give me, you're going to answer my prayer. But, Lord have mercy, what when God don't answer it the way you want it to answer? You don't want Him to answer.
My Lord.
And what you going to do? So you're going to have to be ready for either way. If you give it to me, Lord, I thank you. If you bless me in this manner like I want you to, I'm grateful. I thank you. I bless your name. But at the same time, if you don't do it the way I want you to do it, I still thank you. I still praise you. I still glorify you. So you got to be right there with it to if that ship go either way. If it goes to the left, if it goes to the right, you got to be all, because at the end of the day, He's still God. He's still God, and He's still standing on His promise that He'll never leave or forsake you. So if He do it your way, He's with you. If He don't do it your way, He's still with you. So you got to be all right with both sides.
Right.
I like that.
Right.
So, and that, we're going to go back to, we touched on it earlier about your people saying all kind of things, and because you know your biggest haters are your family and your friends. And they'll start saying things like, girl, what you do? What you do for all that to come on you? You must have been evil to somebody. Like, you ain't living right. And you know that that phrase they like to say, God don't like ugly.
Right.
So, Ms. Pearl, how do you respond to your critics when you're going through your Job experience?
I let them know that the things that I'm going through, the natural disasters and calamities, God is never caught off guard or by surprise.
Jesus.
God is in all things going on in our lives. God is aware of everything that's going on in the world.
Come on,
He's
preacher.
He's sovereign, and nothing happens that is not within His perfect will.
Right.
You know, so you have to let them know that I'm not questioning God's motive of what I'm going through, because I know that God reward us for our faithfulness. God reward us for our endurance through such suffering. So we have to let them know that no matter what comes or what goes, we're going to stand. We're going to stand because God is who He say He is.
Oh,
God will bless those who endure to the end, and that someday God will reward us. So in even in that, it's to let them know that what we're going through, God brought Job through it, and God will bring us through it. So, you know, just like He put us on showcase. Have you considered my child pearly? Have you considered my child green? Have you considered my child Linda? Because I know by faith they're going to keep on walking. By faith they're going to stay.
Lord.
So here they are. Here they are going through what they're going through. But guess what? It's all for the sake of me. And watch how they're going to come out of this. Each one of them may have a different testimony, but I'm going to bring them out because I know they have my heart to spare me, to go through for me, and that they are faithful in going through.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Now, that was awesome right there. But, Ms. Pearly, I'm going to add to, because you know how we get. When the critics come at us, we want to retaliate. Our mouth get loose. We lose it. But don't do that. Don't fall for that. What you need to do is do what Job did. When they come at you like that, just pray for them. Job looked at him. I can just, if you will, I can just see Job right now looking at him like, I'm going to pray for y'all. Y'all, I thought I was in trouble, but you guys are in more trouble than I am. I'm going to have to pray for y'all.
Yeah.
Because you want me to do what? I can't give up on God. Are you crazy? Yeah.
Right.
And the minute Job prayed for him, that's when God did what? What? Turn it around.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So don't let what they do if they trouble you. You know, you stay focused on God. Keep your eyes and your ears on God, listening to Him and listening for instruction and direction. And know that this too shall pass. This is just a test and a trying of your faith.
Yes, Lord.
We got some other people on the line. I'm going to try to open it up and see if there's something they would like to add. Okay, callers, our line is open up, so if you want to say something, we have a couple of
I enjoyed everything. I think this is something that I had needed to hear. Everything was on point. I would like to tell my sister that I'm proud of her and that I love her, and keep on keeping up. I'm at work, and my mom told me to call in and listen to it, and I got a whole lot out of this because I'm actually going through some things myself. So I really appreciate all the words and the scriptures. Everything was nice, and I think I'm going to go and open up my Bible and read Job again tonight when I get all home
tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, man. Thank God.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay, well, we're about running out of time, so I'm going to go ahead on and cause it's amazing how time flies when you're having a great discussion, but that's all we have time for this evening, and I hope you were encouraged as we ministered to ourselves on how to get through our own Job experiences. Understand that you may have to encourage yourself at times But don't be fooled by the way things look on the natural. Continue to look the hills from whence cometh your help. God is a very present help in your time of trouble.
Yes, he is.
Again,
yes,
I would like to thank my brother and sister in Christ for joining me. And I invite you guys to listen to the playback. I love you guys. I thank you for tuning in with me. And just by the grace of God, we will all get through our experiences. So thank you guys. Stay encouraged. Never give up and be blessed.
You be encouraged.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a great night. Yes.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.